This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health, Nutrition, and Stress Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Desiree Taylor, certified holistic health coach, founder of Free Yourself Holistic Health Coaching, stress management, energy, and vitality specialist. Desiree provides support, education, and motivation to her clients to help them make positive, long-lasting transformation in their lives. Desiree, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, tell us about your journey and what led you to become a health coach.
Well, it was certainly a long journey, and I think everything that happened in my life I can now see was a reason to lead me to this point. So long story, I'm just going to try and make it as short as I can for you. So 4 years ago, I was what I thought a normal, healthy person was. I was in a great corporate job and managing a team of people. So I was working a normal job, 9 to 5, and working really hard. At the same time, I was also playing hockey for the New South Wales women's team, and I was managing to have a great social life. So I was going out with friends and wining and dining and enjoying myself. But the majority of the time, my diet was consisted of foods that I knew up knowing when I grew up. So, and that was based on the foundations of the food pyramid. So a lot of breads, a lot of pastas, a lot of other white processed food, preservatives, alcohol, caffeine, sugar. And I never really understood the value of food at that stage in my life. So I was so busy trying to do so much and achieve so much that it eventually led me to complete burnout. And in 2011, my world came to a complete stop. So when I say a stop, I mean literally a stop. I could not get out of bed for 6 months. I could not wash my own hair. I could not go to the toilet without my heart racing as if I'd just run a marathon because it was too much activity for my body to handle. So I went to hospital after hospital and doctor after doctor and did so many tests, and finally one doctor told me, you have chronic fatigue syndrome with underlying severe adrenal exhaustion. And that started or sparked, you know, the journey of me, a four-year-long journey to heal myself. And one of the ways that I healed myself was through, yes, good food and nutrition, but another way was that I actually worked a lot on my emotions and mind, and I sought a health and life coach myself. So I realized the value of having a health coach in life, and I said to myself, you know what, I've got a natural passion for this. This has been completely valuable. I want to learn more. And that started my journey.
Wow, I can understand why it sparked you in the direction that you're at today. What are some key factors that influence our energy levels?
Yeah, so chronic fatigue and adrenal exhaustion are all based on energy. And as I said before, I didn't even have the energy to get out of bed for 6 months. So I had to heal myself and do a lot of research and use my body as my own lab to experiment with different dietary theories and concepts and alternative therapies to see what could kind of get me back into functioning levels. And two big factors that have had a large impact on energy levels are, one, the quality of your gut health, and two, the regulation of our nervous system. And the food that we eat directly affects both of these factors. So the health of our gut is central to every aspect, as it's through our digestive system that we absorb all the goodness out of our food, which is then processed for us. That is essentially, you know, what we need for life and high quality energy. And when we have things such as bad gut flora, parasites, leaky gut, all these things contribute to the decline of the quality of our gut health and inhibit our ability to absorb nutrients from the foods that we eat. And then we can become nutrient deficient and in turn depleted and fatigued. Also, I'm not sure, you know, how many people know this, and this is a fact that really, you know, astounded me, but it makes so much sense now, is that 70% of our immune system is in our gut. So inside our gut, we have billions and billions of mini microflora and bacteria contained in it. It's like a little rainforest in there. And the integrity of this rainforest needs to be kept in good balance and harmony and in check. And through things in life, such as alcohol and antibiotics and crappy foods and toxins and stress and God knows what else, we destroy some of the good bacteria and allow the bad bacteria to flourish. And when this balance is out of whack, that's when our immune system is lowered and we become more susceptible to illnesses, allergies, colds, flus, and all of those things weigh us down and zap us of our energy. And then lastly, I wanted to touch on food intolerances, and food intolerances in terms of the quality of our gut and playing a part in fatigue. So many things that we have and eat and drink and absorb in our life can affect the integrity of our gut lining, and it can become permeable, meaning food enters into our bloodstream, causing a reaction, causing our body to react to the foods that we eat. And these reactions can be bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, or massive fatigue. So all of these things really contribute to the quality of our gut health, which is important. And then secondly, I wanted to quickly touch on our parasympathetic nervous system. So our parasympathetic nervous system and the regulation of our nervous system is extremely important, as it plays a big role in how tired and wired we can get. So we have a sympathetic nervous system and a parasympathetic nervous system. And our sympathetic nervous system is a fight or flight response. In today's world, unfortunately, it is activated too much. And what this means is that we are constantly, and our bodies are constantly perceiving stress. When we perceive this stress, we release the hormone to cope with this, which is cortisol. And this is released into our bloodstream. So our thoughts, our emotions all cause stress. The wrong types of foods we eat can cause stress on our body. The wrong exercise can have the same effect as a stress on our body. And, you know, most importantly, our perception of life and our perception of events and how our beliefs can cause emotional disease in our body and cause us stress, physical stress. So unfortunately, in our current high demanding culture, our bodies are perceiving this stress all the time, which activates our sympathetic nervous system so often that it doesn't often have a chance to regulate and return back to normal, which can lead to long-term health results such as long-term fatigue, burnout, and, you know, worst case, chronic fatigue syndrome and other diseases of inflammation. So it's really, really important to assist our bodies and make a conscious effort to activate more of our parasympathetic nervous system, which helps us rest, digest, and repair. And these are really key for good health, rest, digest, and repair. However, it is quite difficult for our parasympathetic nervous system to be activated and balanced if our diet is devoid of nutrients and if we are wiring ourselves on stimulants such as caffeine, alcohol, refined sugar. This will all really have an effect. So, yeah, those are my two biggest factors that really have a part in influencing our energy levels.
Super information. So tell me, what should we be eating to have energy?
Yeah, well, I'll keep this really short and sweet because, you know, there's so much confusing information out there about the latest diet fad or the next superfood or, you know, what people should be doing and shouldn't be doing. So I'll give the listeners one word, and that is whole foods. Whole foods heal. That's my little saying. And they really are brilliant. And what I mean by whole foods are, whole foods are foods that are fresh from the ground, local produce, organic produce, foods that are in its most natural, purest form, that have not been genetically modified, that have not been processed in any way or have any preservatives or additives or chemicals or hormones or even antibiotics. They're completely natural. And some examples of this are your vegetables, your fruits, animal protein, seeds, nuts, legumes, good fats, which are essential to any diet, whole grains, and what I mean by whole grains are your quinoa, your millet, buckwheat, brown rice, those seeds and grains that have not been touched and have not been processed, and herbs and spices, of course, anything that's natural, whole foods.
Whole foods is the key. Today we are with Desiree Taylor, founder of Free Yourself Holistic Health Coaching, providing support education, and motivation to her clients to help them make positive, long-lasting transformation in their lives. Here on eHealth Radio's Health, Nutrition, and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Desiree, what are your top 10 tips to gain more energy and vitality in our lives?
Yeah, well, look, these are my personal top 10 tips, and they've also been backed by a lot of research, but I wanted to run you through them as they help me immensely on my journey to recovery. And I know for someone who is wired and tired and going at 100 miles an hour and needing to meet the demands of life, it is quite hard to do this, but the number one tip is rest and relax. Downtime is so important in the form of, it can be breathing, meditation, walking, some yoga, or even just listening to music and unwinding and laughing with some friends is good rest and relax time. Number two, sleep. Sleep. So the regulation of our sleep is really important, and the sleep before midnight is super important. So essentially you should try and ideally sleep from about 10 p.m. till 6, 7 a.m. and get a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But everyone is different, so you've got to find what helps your body thrive. But try and go to bed as early as you can at around 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30 the latest, as every hour you get before midnight is double in terms of what it does for your body with resting and relaxing and repairing. If you are having trouble getting to sleep, I suggest a good sleep routine to wind down. So prepare yourself. Consider it like a sport. Prepare yourself for going to bed and really tell your body clock that it's time to go to sleep. And, you know, you could do this through some essential oils, some deep breathing, maybe reading. Make sure everything's in complete darkness. So journaling is a great way. I mean, when I've got a really active mind, and when everything is on my mind racing at 100 miles an hour, I love to journal and write it all down so it's out of my head and in my book. And then you could try some, herbs such as a peppermint tea or chamomile. All these things will really help with sleep regulation. Number three, detox your liver. Sometimes if our liver is sluggish or overloaded with the toxins from the daily world and the foods that we eat and the alcohol that we drink or the sugar that we consume, it's normal function. So our liver's normal function, such as regulating our hormones and releasing this toxicity buildup in our body out of our system, can become sluggish. And this is where toxicity builds up and our hormones fluctuate, and it can cause a whole bunch of problems and really zap us of our energy and deplete us. So things that are great at detoxing your liver are green juices, lemon in some water in the mornings, which I love. Beetroot is brilliant. Dandelion tea is great. Loads of leafy green vegetables are all great for supporting your liver. Number four, eat whole foods. So what I just mentioned before, so your whole grains, your fats, your animal proteins, have a really good split of these at each meal, and carbohydrates. But when I say carbohydrates, vegetables are your best form of carbohydrates. So loads and loads of vegetables. You cannot go wrong with them. Number five, limit sugar and caffeine and alcohol. So your sugar, caffeine, alcohol, these are all what I, and even white processed carbohydrates, these are what I like to call your false energy givers. So they give you that quick burst of energy, spike your blood sugar levels, but then what goes up must come down, and you eventually become really fatigued and zapped of energy and a craving for more food. Number six, try natural herbs and supplements. I always recommend getting your vitamins and minerals from the foods that we eat. But sometimes, you know, some herbs and supplements, some basic herbs and supplements can help, such as, you know, a B-complex vitamin, which can help reduce stress by regulating your neurotransmitters. Magnesium acts as a calmative effect on the central nervous system, which is brilliant for bedtime. Vitamin C also helps lower the production of cortisol by your adrenal glands. So this can really support your stress response as well. You can also find all these things in foods such as kiwi fruit, berries, almonds, cashews, mushrooms, avocados. And then number seven, increase energy givers versus energy drainers. So I want to talk a little bit about this because some of you might not be aware what this involves, but your energy givers are things that really feed you from the inside out. So when you're doing something that you're passionate about and you're engaged and you're, you know, you love it, and when you finish that task, you're often inspired, or you feel like you have, you know, this boost of energy and motivation to carry you through for another couple more hours. This can also be, significant in the relationships that you have in your life. So sometimes, and some people can be energy, I hate to say it, but can be energy drainers. So, you know, have you ever had a conversation where you've, spoken to someone, and at the end of that conversation, you think, oh my gosh, I feel so tired and depleted because they just literally feel like your energy is taken away from you and zapped. So find what energizes you, find the people that energize you and support you, and make life fun. I think we forget that life is supposed to be fun sometimes. And 8, exercise. Exercise is brilliant, but find the right type of exercise that works for your body type. And that could be some yoga, some swimming, going for a walk is even great, and doing some deep breathing. Or it could be a hardcore, high interval intensive training at the gym. Whatever it is, find the right exercise that fits your body and listen to your body, because rest and recovery is just as important as exercise as well. Number 9, keep a food diary. So I love food diaries because it's a great way of tracking what foods energize you after you eat them, and that way you know the foods that you thrive off, as well as the foods that can make you have mental fog or mental fatigue, and the foods that contribute to you wanting to go to sleep after you eat or have fatigue and lethargy. This is a great way of really deciphering through those foods that really make you thrive, and also any food intolerances that you could have as well. And lastly, but not least, optimal intake of water really helps preserve energy levels. So try and get around, with water, everyone's different. It depends on your activity levels during the day as well. Listen to your body, but I normally like to suggest around 2 liters per day of water intake. And men and women are different. Age is different. When you're playing sport is different. But, yeah, around 2 liters, and make sure you're constantly sipping on some water. Those are my top 10 tips.
Now, lastly, with all that, all the tips that we've just been delivered to us here, what is your personal secret overall to good health?
Yeah, so my personal secret, and I think as, women especially, and I think people in general too forget this, and that is be kind to yourself and self-love. So be kind to yourself. When I say that, life is not perfect. We are all not perfect, and that is okay. So if you make a mistake and, you indulge on some foods that are not that great for you, doesn't matter. Pick yourself back up, dust the crumbs off, and just get back on track straight away by having something healthy, such as, a nice vegetable stir fry or a green juice, or go for a walk or something like that. So not beating ourselves up and showing ourselves self-kindness and self-love really is my key and secret to good health, because it kind of releases all those subconscious little emotions and negative thoughts, that talk that we have to ourselves, and allow us just to be our authentic self, which is really important.
And I couldn't agree more. Really has been good to have had you. A lot of great energy from our conversation today. Where can our listeners find more information about Free Yourself Holistic Health Coaching online?
Yeah, most definitely. So they can go to my website, which is www.freeyourselfholistichealth.com.au, or my Facebook page, where they can just search under www.facebook.com/freeyourselfholistichealthcoaching. And I'm on Instagram as well, so it's Desiree A. Taylor.
Once again, Desiree, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today. All the success to you, and look forward to having you come back to visit us once again.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. All the best. Take care.
We've been speaking with Desiree Taylor, founder of Free Yourself Holistic Health Coaching, providing support, education, and motivation to her clients to help them make positive, long-lasting transformation in their lives. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's freeyourselfholistichealth.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Nutrition, and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.